Well, hey, good morning. It's a gray November day, but it's a beautiful day. It's a week before Thanksgiving. I have a story to tell. So years ago when the kids were all at home, all eight of them, four boys and four girls, we had a big van. Monday was my day off, and it was common for us to go on a trip on Monday. A lot of times I'd have some simple thing I'd put together that I would hope would bring delight to the children and would make Lois happy. And sometimes, and maybe often, it would be a surprise for the kids. So I would just say, hey guys, I want you to get in the van. And they would kind of grumble like, where are we going, Dad? And I would say, just get in the van. And they would say, but what are we going to do? And I would smile and say, well, just get in the van. And they would say, but what's going to happen? And I would say, well, hey, just get in the van. And the reason was I wanted them to learn that if I asked them to go someplace, it was going to be good. They could trust me. And then I'd want them to have the delight of surprise. I'm sure I overdid that. Later on, some of them would tell me, man, that was irritating. I just wanted to know what we were doing. I went through a dark season not long ago. I was mistreated and unfairly by some people. And was slandered. And it was a very sad, dark season. And it was maybe one of the darkest seasons of my life. During that time, one of our boys, Chuck, got with me and he said, Dad, he goes, I'm excited about what's happening in your life right now. I said, okay, you're excited about what's happening in my life. You're going to have to explain that to me. Chuck says, you know, when we were kids, you used to say, hey, kids, get in the van. And then we would say, well, where are we going? And you would say, just get in the van. You know, trust me, it's going to be good. He goes, Dad, I feel like God just told you, Ken, get in the van. And then you said, where are we going? And he said, trust me, it's going to be good.